It was unwise. The statement is imprecise. We don't know where he's drawing the line. It was not carefully vetted. It resulted in correction by two of his subordinates, two of the secretaries. All of that is problematic because it sends mixed signals. Rhetoric is inevitable. We only know people's intention by what they say. And so I don't use rhetoric as a pejorative. I use, you know, rhetoric as the ways in which we communicate, preferably about the using the best available means of persuasion in ways that telegraph accurately what our intentions are. And what is problematic here is that the intention is not clear. The rhetoric is imprecise. This sounds much too much like Kim Jong-un and much too little like a president of the United States speaking in a long and honorable tradition of carefully phrased diplomatic language.
Kathy Hall Jameson, doesn't history tell us that there have been examples where the use of rhetoric can alert the world to something that we should all be afraid of, and it can prove effective?
Yes. I mean, Harry Truman uses rhetoric very clearly in order to announce to Japan that it really needs to step back after the Hiroshima bomb has been set. And a reasonable analogy exists between the rhetoric of Truman there and the rhetoric of Donald Trump here. The difference is Harry Truman was ready to drop the second bomb. He knew exactly what he wanted. He wanted a peace treaty. It's not at all clear what the Trump administration is trying to signal here through Donald Trump's rhetoric. And the audience isn't as clear as I think your question makes it out to be. The president never speaks to simply one audience when he speaks on the international stage. He is also speaking to China, and his message is being heard by our allies around the world who reasonably, when they hear the mixed messages of Mathis, Tillerson and Trump, wonder what the United States is actually trying to signal.
And I suppose you'd also have to say that Obama's use of the phrase red lines was misplaced in the end because he didn't follow through on it. But at the time, it seemed to be sending a very sensible message. Catherine?
Presidents of the United States shouldn't bluff. If they make a statement, they should honor it or their credibility is called into question.